Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here. So glad to be with you today as we do our podcast here on Turn the Light On at 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can always go there and catch up on shows maybe if you missed one or you just want to listen while you're out for a walk or doing some things. It's always nice to have the resources to be able to go back and listen to the program. So we hope you'll avail yourself to that and take advantage of those things. But we're just so glad to be here with you today. So glad to be joining you and sharing. We're a topical Bible study, and we like to bring a topic. And I also like to do the show with a co-host. And today, my co-host is Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. You know, it's always nice to be here.
Yeah, I've actually had you host a few programs here, too. It's been really good hearing you and Vanessa and just Patty and different people stepping out and taking the program and just, you know, bringing it.
We had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, it's really good. So I always like to have you do a topic. I kind of tag along. So what's our topic today?
Our topic for today came from my husband and I. We were talking as Christmas is here now, the new season.
Yeah.
And we decided we don't want to be stressed out, rushed. And we were like, what is the reason for the season?
It's to go shopping and spend money, right?
That's what people think.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, I'm watching the stores just building for the holidays. You know,
they start now in October,
and everybody's doing all that. But I saw Christmas stuff out in October.
Yes,
and people are just, you know, they're just trying to capture that.
Yes, to make money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we really want to talk about what is the reason for the season.
Sure.
What is the true meaning? Why did Christmas start?
Right. I love that.
And
let's talk about it.
Yes. I'm excited because I want this year to be different.
So what do you think? I would say let's jump into Scripture. Let's go to the very first book in the New Testament.
That's
right. Let's jump into Matthew, and it's right there in the very first chapter.
Yes.
Verse 18 through 24. You want to read that?
Yes, I'll go for it. I'll read it.
All right, go ahead.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and then will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife.
So we see Jesus is born. Obviously, Mary was a virgin. So that, let's talk about that for a minute, because that's a really key point in Christian theology. Okay, the Virgin Mary, and you know, the Catholic Church has really ran with that and taken that even beyond to some extremes, but it is very important that Mary was a virgin, because that means that Jesus was the Son of God, not the son of another man.
That's
on
right
the earth. And that's, you know, that's a powerful thing. You know, we are celebrating Christmas because it's the birth of the Savior. And you know, in Philippians, I'm always reminded that God became a man. He humbled himself. Jesus, being found in the form of God, humbled himself, became a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So he was given over to be in, basically inserted into Mary and born as a child. And I believe he trapped himself in a human body,
yes,
for eternity.
Yes.
The same form that we'll take when we go to heaven, Jesus is in that same form as God.
It's amazing. But you said the key word there, the blood.
Yes.
The sin nature comes through the blood.
Right.
And it comes through the male. So the sperm is the one that carries the blood. There's no blood in the ovary. So that way we understand that the blood comes through the male, not the woman.
Right.
Sin nature comes through the male. Jesus had to have pure blood to become a savior.
Right.
Because like in the Old Testament, there's bulls and doves and animals that were sacrificed, and they had to pick the best one, the one that had no blemish or anything wrong with them. But will cover you only for a year. We needed a human sacrifice for us to be completely safe for eternity.
Right.
There was no more sacrifice needed, but it had to be pure blood.
Yeah.
Therefore, it could not come from a male.
Right. There was no one worthy.
Exactly.
On the earth.
Because everybody had sin. Therefore, it had to come from the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Which really makes the birth of Jesus so supernatural, and Mary being a virgin and giving birth to a child, I mean, all of that is the foundation of our belief system as Christians.
Yes.
That she was a virgin and God was born through her. What an honor, first and foremost.
And I want to add to that, because you brought the Catholics in there, how they have Virgin Mary. When we're talking about she had to be a virgin, that meant that she had no sexual activity before the Lord.
Right.
She was pure. Once the baby was born, she was married, and she went on to have other children.
Sure.
And she wasn't a virgin because
they had a regular marriage like everybody else.
Exactly. And she wasn't a virgin because she was perfect. She was human like anybody else.
Right.
But the Lord knew her heart. Okay?
Yeah.
And he chose her. So I don't take away that she had to be a very special young girl.
Absolutely. And she was willing to say yes.
That's.
I think there's actually ties in with lineage as well, that, you know,
yes,
that had to fall into place that helped her to be selected as well. But, you know, I love this idea of Emmanuel, which means God is now with us.
Yes.
You see, Christmas isn't about, you know, just Santa and presents and what can I get and gimme, gimme, my name's Jimmy, you know,
yes.
I want this, I want that. No. It really should be more about the gift, okay? And the gift is this. Yeah, we give each other gifts, but the greatest gift that you can give somebody, I believe, is you.
Amen.
See, God gave himself as a gift for Christmas.
Yes.
And I believe that there are people all around us that just really want us. They're not interested in, you know, just getting a new iPhone or just getting a new laptop or whatever it is you have on your wish list. I really think if we could stop and focus on the reason for the season, which is a topic today, I think the real reason for the season is to connect with our families and to connect with the people that we love and care about, and begin to see God move amongst all of us, you know, through his love, through his sacrifice, that Jesus, you know, wasn't just born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life and then sacrificed, you know, his life for us on the cross, died for us to save us from our sins. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be the righteousness of God in him. So I think Christmas for me is a time where we can celebrate being the righteousness of God, that I've been made perfect, even though I'm not perfect, because that was the requirement of the law, that we had to be sinless. We had to be holy to be in the presence of a holy God. So now we, through Christ, have been given the gift
Yes.
Of holiness.
Yes.
And perfection before God, because you can't stand in the presence of God who is holy if you're unholy.
That's right.
So Jesus gave us his holiness as a gift on Christmas when he made himself and became a man and then gave his life for us. He was giving us his holiness because there was no other way for us to become holy.
That's right.
What a gift.
And the gift
of... What a great gift.
Reconciliation.
Yeah.
Because of what the sacrifice that he did, now we're reconciled to the Father so we can have that relationship with him again like Adam had with him. Adam and Eve had that relationship and it was lost and now we have it back.
Right.
And that is a gift that the Lord gave us. So to me, the season is let's celebrate. Let's celebrate what the Lord has done for us. Let's celebrate everything. You know, if we sit down and take time to see all the things, all the times that he's been there for us and say, thank you, Lord, and celebrate him.
Yeah.
You know, and spend time with people. You said spend time with the loved ones. Yes. And reach out to those that don't have anybody. Some people are going through a hard time in Christmas. I remember my mom saying that her mom and her sister both died in December.
Right.
So when Christmas came, a lot of time. Yeah, it was sad for her, and it took years. There's people out there that have no jobs, or they're having problems in the family, or sickness, get bad news. We need to be there for them and uplift them and share time with them. When I lived in South Florida, it became the tradition that Christmas morning, it was breakfast at my house. The whole family will come, and I will have, you name it, it was like, whatever you want, you get. I have bagels, eggs, pancakes, French toast. I will say, what do you want? I did that for 10 years. We don't remember one present that we got during those Christmas. But I remember every breakfast we had.
Yeah, that's so good.
Because we played and we had a park behind. And after we ate, we went out there and the kids got dirty and we just spent time together. And to me, that's the most precious thing. I don't remember what I got for Christmas, but I remember those things.
Right.
It's making the difference in people's life.
Making memories.
Exactly.
So good. So, you know, in Isaiah 9:6, we see that even the birth of Jesus was prophesied for
Yes.
years and years and years and years and years before it even happened. And in Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." So, you know, as we go into this season, which we are headed in there like a freight train, it's coming, you know, and
it's
commercialism
here.
And all the push of the movies and everything, you know, the gifts and the purchases and you got to have something, the trees, the all of that is happening. But the bottom line is this. Let's make this Christmas season a season to remind us of what we're really celebrating, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, because we're not saying, you know, to celebrate and have a great season, we have to leave Jesus out, or we have to have all Jesus. It's all of it together. But if we don't bring him into it, I think people are really going to miss out.
Yes.
On the real joy of Christmas.
And the meaning
Prince
of it.
Peace in your home.
I love that. We're not saying don't celebrate. You know, we're saying celebrate, but celebrate Christ first.
Yes.
Celebrate that he came in. You know, when my kids were little, I used to bake a cake. And we will sing happy birthday to Jesus so they will understand. We're celebrating Christmas, but this is the number one thing for me, is celebrating that he chose to come down here, be born just like us and walk like us. So we cannot say, oh, you don't understand. You've never gone through this. He's gone through everything. He had a family. He had parents. He had siblings. And I can't imagine, you know, when you have siblings and one is a goody-goody and how that goody-goody usually gets picked on. Well, Jesus never made a mistake. Can you imagine his brothers and sisters? Maybe how he he was like, oh, you're such a goody-goody, and picking on him, and he stayed on it. So he understands. He lost his father. He knows what it is to lose somebody. So he walked it through. Let's include him in there. Yeah. Let's let him be part of our celebration. Put him first. But that brings me to, how do we put him first? Like, if we're going to give a gift, my first gift should be towards the Lord.
Sure.
So what are ways that we can do that? Simple.
Yeah.
It's go volunteer somewhere and say, Lord, I'm doing this for you. And there's a lot of places that are giving food or donations. They're collecting those Christmas boxes.
Sure.
You can do a Christmas box and donate it.
Right.
It doesn't have to be major. You can do things that don't cost any money.
Right.
Send Christmas cards.
Right.
They don't get sent out anymore. Make somebody feel special.
That's good.
Call somebody. Say hello and meet with them. Have them for coffee over, or just, you know what I mean? Reach out to those that are by themselves or that are broken or that are sick.
Yeah, invite them over.
Make a
Bring
meal.
Them to your home. Have
yes.
them over for the dinner.
Yes.
Help a family out. We always love helping out like a single mom or someone to just kind of beef up their Christmas. You know they're going to have something for their kids, but they're spending money they don't have, you know, things like that. So we always try to, you know, step in with someone we know and maybe help them to have an even better Christmas. Because there's nothing more joyful, really. It's the gift of giving, you know.
Yes.
I think if we're really going to sum it up, if we're going to really get everything and say, what is the real reason for the season? It's to give, not to get.
That's right. Jesus came to give his life for
right.
us. How about
so
we
lay our lives down for others?
Exactly.
That's what he asked us to do.
Exactly.
You know, he said, take, you know, what is the essence of your life is, and, you know, use your life to better someone else's. If we seek, you know, the idea of bringing other people to a better place, I believe we'll be happier in our lives because we get our joy. We really do as people. I do anyway. I get my joy from seeing other people have joy.
It is true. It's so
especially
fulfilling.
When you're the facilitator of it, you know, when you're helping, when you're being a part of that. So, you know, make Jesus the reason for the season. He says, given it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running up. You know, will that people give back to you? You know, love others, even though they're maybe unlovable. Maybe love somebody who's unlovable this season. Amend for a broken relationship this season.
Yes, reach
That's
out.
That's a good one. Come on, let's talk about
you
that.
You take
second.
The first step. Don't
forgive
have,
somebody.
Yes.
Let and, them off the hook.
Yes, and don't have to wait until they come and say, I'm sorry. You take that first step and say, you know, Jesus forgave us before we asked for forgiveness.
Right.
He did it before he knew us.
Yeah.
And he did that. So he's our perfect example. How about we forgive? And you'll say, yeah, but you don't know what that person did to me. As long as you don't forgive, you're in bondage attached to that pain and you can't get healed.
Right.
The moment we forgive people, the moment our hearts can start healing and our transformation happens.
Sure.
But it starts with me. I need to make that decision.
Yeah.
And let the Lord take care of them and let the Lord heal your heart.
I always look at it this way, Martita, is that Jesus was right, but he became wrong.
So oh my
that
gosh,
we could
that's
be
true.
Made right.
That
that's
is so true.
That's the gift. So in forgiveness, I believe that it's so powerful when we model our lives after Christ and we just say, I am going to forgive. Even though I know I'm right, I'm going to be wrong so that the relationship can be healed.
Yes.
That's what God did for us. He knew we would never be right.
That is so
that
true.
We were going to be stuck in our sin forever. So he, who knew no sin, became sin. He became wrong so that we could be made right.
Man,
even
I never,
we weren't.
I never thought about it that way, but that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. He became wrong. He took all our sin yeah. upon himself.
Right.
So we don't have to pay the price.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so good. And what a gift.
Oh, my gosh.
But how can we find the true reason for the season? It's being like him.
That's right.
Are you willing to be wrong, even though you know you're right, to fix a relationship this holiday season.
Are you willing to humble yourself?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's pride.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And or hurt, and it becomes anger. And we're trying to say, if I hold on to it, it won't happen to me again.
Right.
But you can get healed unless you forgive.
Sure.
As long as you don't forgive, you're stuck. And that person has control over you. We need to let go by forgiving. A lot of times it says they don't deserve it. You're right. They don't deserve it.
I didn't deserve what Jesus gave me either, though.
Exactly. They don't deserve it, but you do it for your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord handle it. As long as I'm in unforgiveness, I'm not letting the Lord heal my heart and take care of it.
Sure.
I'm holding on to it. I'm saying, Lord, I'm not letting go of this. And then you're stuck. But if we forgive, which they don't deserve it, neither do I. I didn't deserve forgiveness, but they, like you said, Jesus gave it to me.
Yeah.
But when I choose to forgive, one, I'm obeying the Lord. The Lord said to forgive the way he did. And two, I'm being free.
Yeah.
Is the first step.
So what is the real reason for the season? The real reason is forgiveness.
Yes.
We just kind of came to that as a little mini conclusion, but Jesus brought forgiveness, and he was born into the world to set us free, and I believe he's looking for us to do the same. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about this forgiveness part, because this is really good.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, and we're just so grateful for all that they do, and we're just so glad you joined us today. Once again, you're listening to Turn the Light On. It's our radio program here, and Martita, we've been talking about, you know, the reason for this season, and we ended up right there towards the end of the program talking about, you know, unforgiveness and forgiving people, and I think that there's a lot of that that needs to happen over the holiday times. But, you know, Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need. I think that the enemy is selling us this whole idea of you need this, you need that, you need this, you need that, when really what we need is Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That is so important. Peace of mind, peace of heart, and being reconciled to the Father and having a relationship with Christ is the number one thing. If you want your life to transform, there's no material thing that can transform your life. It's only Jesus.
And you can't take it with you either.
No, you can't take nothing. You can take people with you. How many people are you touching?
Right. How many lives are you touching?
So let's go to Mark 12, 30, 31. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these.
Yeah, I look at that. Yeah.
Your love and your time is worth more than anything you can buy.
Right. And he's also saying, look around you.
Yes.
What's going on around you? You know, as believers, I think the biggest thing that we need to be mindful of is, who is our neighbor? Those that we work with, those that live around us, those who are in need in our communities. God is looking for us.
Yeah, open your eyes.
To step out.
And look out. Look for other people that you can touch.
Yeah, we've got to have a heart of thanksgiving and giving during the holiday season. You know, we've got to reach out, because there are people that are lonely, they're sick, they're poor, they're dealing with things. You know, don't make this a season that you just run and get in debt.
That's right. It's
There's
not about
so
money.
Much more to it than that.
You know, to have an amazing Christmas time, debt-free, and make it more valuable than ever, because of the time and the love that you celebrated with others.
Right. So powerful, man. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. We're just kind of knocking around the idea that Christmas is coming.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's coming like a freight train. So prepare your hearts to be out there and loving people and doing all that you can do to make somebody's holiday season powerful, in Jesus' name. God
Amen.
Bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.